Right now, let us bring in the man who will be celebrating Thanksgiving and then be back with us after that day off, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I will be back. I will be here on Friday.
No, you'll be on back on Monday.
Monday, right. Yeah. But AJ will be here on Friday.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll be by my lonesome, and we'll talk about that later. But weather-wise, we have a nice high-pressure system that's settling down over the Appalachians. That's why it's clear, calm, and cold. And it'll be a sunny day today in the mid-40s. And you won't have the wind like you had yesterday. Tonight will be clear and cold, 15 to 20. And tomorrow we'll find that high over the Carolinas. So as it seeps southward, the wind will go more west-southwest tomorrow. And that'll allow for a partly sunny sky and highs in the low 50s. A very nice St. Patrick's Day. Very nice Thanksgiving Day. Then on Friday, a front goes through. So we have showers, then windy and cloudy in the afternoon, only in the low 40s. Behind the front, partly sunny and brisk on Saturday, mid-40s. After that, a little low over the Ohio Valley moves off the mid-Atlantic coast. It should be close enough to give us a chance of some snow Sunday night into Monday, Marshall.
Now, how much snow?
I don't think it's going to be a lot. I would say this is so preliminary because it's so far away. I would say anywhere from a dusting to maybe an inch and a half. That's my call right now.
Dusting to an inch and a half.
Right.
Well, that'll be our first official snowfall.
It would be. The further north you go, the less you'll get. The further south you go, you would be on the higher side of the range, at least from what I can tell right now. The one model, the American GFS model, wants to grind out a little bit more. In fact, I meant to do that before you gave me a buzz. I wanted to take a look and see what the new, and we just got the new GFS model, what that model was forecasting compared to the euro. The euro, by the way, was very, very late today. The euro is giving us on Monday less than an inch of snow. That is the euro. And the American model, which we all know and love, is giving us 7 inches.
What?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. The latest run, this is for Bradley, 7 inches at Bradley. Let's back up a bit, and let's go to the Berkshires and see what they're giving the Berkshires. 10 inches. This sounds very... let's see what they're giving the Catskills. The Catskills, 12 inches. So the American GFS model is much, much, much more vigorous than the other models.
Now, is that an outlier? Are there other
models doing...
You know, that are less than that?
Well, the models that are less than that are the Euro.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm waiting for the Canadian model to come up now. It should be coming up shortly. For some reason, it always takes the longest to come up and try and get the figures from that. The Canadian model is 2.6. So let's say 3. So you have the Euro model saying 1 to 2, the Canadian model saying 2 to 3, and the American model saying 6 or more.
So the American model is definitely what you would call an outlier.
I would definitely say that. Yep. I'm not ready to believe that. If I saw the low, you know, tracking across New Jersey and to Long Island, I would say, of course, you know, we're going to get more snow. But it's what we call, you know, the low is moving so far south and east to Cape Cod, but it extends it on back to New England. It's a trough. I think it's called a Norlin trough. And sometimes when that happens, where the trough lines up, or where the arm of this low winds up, right in that area, that'll be the axis of some heavier snow. But who's to say on a Wednesday for a Monday where that axis is going to be? It's impossible. You can't forecast that. You just can't. So I would go with lighter as opposed to heavier. And, you know, again, we'll be updating that through the course of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. AJ will have complete updated details on Friday for you. So if you're returning home on Sunday, I don't think Sunday will be the problem. It's definitely Sunday night into Monday. So if you're returning home on Monday, then that could be a problem. And other than that, I don't see too many problems over the Thanksgiving weekend. I think we should be pretty good when you think about it. Just some showers Friday morning.
So my new snow mats on my entrance deck to my house will get a trial run. It sounds like then
could get a trial run on Monday. In the meantime, I was contacted by the For folks who don't know what I'm talking about, over the weekend, our little clique of friends here went out. We always try, especially in the wintertime, go out, meet in a diner, and, catch up on things.
Yeah.
So, you've heard of the Breakfast Club. Just call us the Dinner Club.
Yeah.
and one of the guys, unfortunately, came down with COVID. So everybody started, the rest of us, the five of us, started running. I think we had to get tested, and then we find out that if you're vaccinated, you should not get tested until after 5 days after exposure, because the vaccine will combat the infection that long. But yesterday, one other guy went and got tested, no matter what, and he was positive. So now we're 2 out of 6. I'm not going until Friday morning, and I will go. But contact tracing from New York State called yesterday, and they needed to get all the information, and they're right on top of it. Boy, they are so on top of it. And she told me the same thing. Got to wait at least 5 days. And she said, by all means, we're not telling you have to get tested, but it would be a good idea if you do. And she said, and you do not have to quarantine because you're vaccinated. And I really didn't understand that, but I wasn't about to question her. Needless to say, none of the family will be coming here. So I will be alone, and I'm told by my sister that at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. tomorrow on Channel 11, WPIX, the March of the Wooden Soldiers will be on TV with Laurel and Hardy. In case you're a fan of that, as kids, we always watch that on Thanksgiving Day. Usually it followed the parade. Now they're putting it on right smack dab with the parade, 9 o'clock. And then, of course, if you don't want to watch it then because you're watching the parade, you could see it again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Did you like that movie, The March of the Wooden Soldiers?
Yes, but I do too. But I watch football on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. You know, considering when that movie was done.
Oh, we were kids when it was done.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the music to that also is very uplifting.
Very uplifting, you know. And now, of course, when you watch the wooden soldiers marching, when you were a kid, you looked at that and you said, wow, how did they get those wooden soldiers to move? Now you watch it, you can see they're live people. You know, very, very clever, very clever. But anyhow, so that's it. Marshall, quiet Thanksgiving for you and a quiet Thanksgiving for me this year. You know, in a way, I have to tell you, Marshall, hopefully, I'm knocking on wood, hopefully I'll keep my health and I won't have to worry about this. I'm actually looking forward to just sitting here, because I don't think there's been a Thanksgiving, even during COVID, there was not a Thanksgiving that I either didn't have to travel or have people here.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way. This is the first year I'm not making a 15 to 20 pound turkey. And you know what? I'm making, about a 5 pound turkey breast. It's just a lot less work. It's just a ton less work.
Yeah, so. And I mean, you're working. Are you working tomorrow and Friday?
Oh yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah. By the way, Bill Krasowski just sent a note in, and they watch. They've got that on DVD, and they watch the parade, and then they watch the DVD after the parade.
That's how I grew up as a kid, remembering that all the time. So that's a good thing. Yeah, you know, I could probably do that too. I don't have it on DVD, but I could probably DVR it And then right after the parade, put it on, not wait till 3 o'clock.
Well, Bill, get updated and get yourself a digital copy on your TV. Forget about the DVD.
Oh, that's true too, right, yeah.
Just go to Amazon Prime and download it and keep it.
Right, and keep it. When you do that, Marshall, real quick, when you say you buy a movie on Amazon,
yeah,
where do you find that once you buy it?
It goes up on there's a little thing that says your movies. It's under there.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. Okay, good.
So that's where it goes.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Pat, well, I want you to have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, same to you.
And just think of me tomorrow because my tree and my lights will be up in front of the house.
God bless you, and everybody else have a happy and safe, and I'll see all you guys on Monday, maybe in the snow.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.